The Dodge Nature Center was founded in 1967 in West St. Paul to expose inner-city kids to the natural world. The main property covers 320 acres of prairie, wetlands, forests, and a model farm managed by Don Oberdorfer. The farm includes a barn, pastures, and vegetable gardens. The nonprofit Nature Center receives the majority of its income from donations and memberships. This allows Don to experiment with rare livestock breed conservation. This includes sheep and goats, as well as the critically endangered guinea hog, which, in contrast to the stereotypical pink pig, has black fur and tusks.
Their ancestors were pigs that were brought over to the U.S. in the 17th century with the slave trade. In combination, then, they bred in the Appalachian Southeast with a breed of pig that's now extinct that was known as the English Essex hog. It was the main breed of pig in the American South until following the Civil War, when they moved from free-range animals to confinement animals. When I started getting into the conservation of them about 15 years ago, we were down to probably around 20 animals left alive.
Don's predecessor at the farm had done some research on rare breeds, but had no luck actually finding a live guinea hog. When Don took over in the 90s, he reached out to a woman who kept a registry of the hogs back in the 1980s. She gave him a list of contacts of people scattered throughout the country, and sure enough, a small handful were still raising the critically endangered breed. With the number of hogs down to around 24, Don and the other farmers created the American Guinea Hog Association, whose purpose is to increase the population of the rare breed to a sustainable level.
I bought two breeding pairs, and had to sort of cross country different areas to get those animals, and started a breeding program to bring them back. I want to say that now we're up to about 2,000 animals in 18 states. They're still on the critically endangered list, but they're from 20 to 2,000 is quite a jump.
The guinea hog's decline is largely associated with the onset of the Industrial Revolution. The free-range pigs didn't fit well into the new market economy of producing fast and cheap food on a large-scale level.
What you think of now when you think of a pig often will go from being born to being market size in less than half a year. A guinea hog to get to full size can take almost 2 years. And so the upside of the guineas was that they can live off of anything. They graze, they eat snakes, they eat mice, they eat what they find. And so it doesn't really cost that much to grow them, but they're smaller and they take a longer time to get to size. Guinea hogs became associated with poor backcountry folks, and when you could afford to get to bigger and better, you switched out. And so they became less and less popular and less common because they're more of a subsistence animal. You grow them to live off of them, to eat them.
As their use as a farm animal waned, their good-natured behavior and exotic appearance made them popular at petting zoos. They were bred with pot-bellied pigs as an exotic pet, which likely played a large role in their genetics being watered down, ultimately ending up to where only a couple dozen were left on record. Don says one of the biggest issues with conserving the rare breed is that the genetic diversity is limited, and they are always looking for guinea hogs in isolated areas of the country.
It's my belief that there are still families that have had the same hogs they've had for 100 years, and they're an insular herd. And right now we have 5 family lines that we know of, one of which we found in a family like that, that had had their pigs isolated for 120 years in Mississippi. And so when you have a small genetic pool like that, anytime you can bring in another family line of that hogs, it helps the whole. And so you both have to breed them so that family line stays true, but also mix some so that you're increasing the genetic diversity of a small gene population.
With a far more healthy population at 2,000, proponents of the guinea hog continue to search for farmers in the American South who can help strengthen the gene pool. This is Dan Greenwood for KFAI.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.